As you may have heard, polls show the state, excuse me, Commonwealth of Virginia, is expected to be a close contest this year. Virginia hasn't voted for a Democrat for president since Lyndon Johnson in 1964. But the last two governors and senator elected have been Democrats. Less than 20 years ago, Virginians elected Democrat Doug Wilder, the nation's first African-American governor. A lot of stories on Virginia politics may begin on a farm or in some town square. But these days, a lot of Virginians are more familiar with the whoosh and ringtones of a metro train.
Step back, doors closing.
Than a snorting horse. Northern Virginia, especially the counties around Washington, D.C., have exploded in population, with immigrants from Central America and Asia and high-tech migrants from the North and West. Many are latte-sipping condo dwellers, not country people, more new media than old Confederacy. So we rode the rails in rubber-tired subway cars to talk to voters in that region of 2.5 million people that now amounts to a third of Virginia's population. Robin Jackson sat with her head against the window, wearing the brown uniform of a famous delivery service. She says that business has been good, but she has three children. The most important issue for her is...
the economy. Economy.
You feel
most
that
of all.
In your own life right now?
Yes. Very much so. Especially prices and food, not just gas, food, toothpaste, everything we use. It's not getting as much as we used to. When you open up a can, it's like you have more water than you have actual vegetable. You ever notice that?
What could someone running for president say that might reach you, do you think, or impress you?
Next station, Van Dorn Street.
Maybe some type of sound suggestion on how we could turn the economy around, how it's not going to cost anybody so much out of pocket. And what we're already paying to make it better. You know, I don't know, but I know something has to be done.
But Stephen Magnus, a theology major at Catholic University, worries about what he doesn't want done.
What's on my mind actually is small government. I'm actually a McCain supporter, and that's why I feel like Obama supports the government stepping in too many situations.
Now, to point out the obvious, is that easier for a student to say than for someone who is working and
actually,
has a family?
I think I kind of suffer the burdens of the economy just as much as anybody. I took $50,000 in loans for school this year. I don't get any scholarships, and my parents don't pay anything. The burden's all on me. And so these things are definitely affecting my future as well. So,
a man near the door in a smart pinstripe suit named Aston Kahn looked like he was, and in fact was, on his way to a job interview. But he hasn't been impressed with the case made by any candidate so far.
I don't know. I feel like the two-party system is kind of corrupt and doesn't really represent most people in this country, the wider range of views that we probably have. So...
it's a historic election.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I understand the history behind it. It's just in the same way that a lot of people blame Bush for the state of affairs, I just feel like it's bigger than that. It's a symptomatic problem that we have in this country.
Even when voters put certain words on their feelings in this election season, they don't always finish the sentence the way pundits may assume they would. Red Yancey is an Army Lieutenant Colonel who was standing on a blue-orange line platform.
Unfortunately, America is having real trouble because we're in this state of moral relativism. We're having real trouble defining who we're fighting in this war.
Now, a lot of people would hear what you're saying, and they would think that has to lead to Senator McCain.
But no, you seem to be... not at all. I don't have a penchant for either one.
Sarah Palin's name comes up a lot and incites a range of reactions. Tricia May, who's single, lives in a studio apartment with a houseplant and works in software, has found her head turned.
I have Democratic tendencies, but I'm really impressed with Palin right now. And seems to be calm and collected and more objective.
Colonel Yancey, who doesn't like any presidential candidate very much, says that the governor of Alaska...
I think she's the best thing around. I think she's better than all the rest of them. I wish she was running for president.
But Ella Seaborg from Emporium, Virginia, who runs an office leasing agency, believes that Governor Palin's pregnant daughter demonstrates a flaw in the governor's management skills.
She wasn't paying attention because a 17-year-old that has that much leniency, she wasn't paying attention.
But Robin Jackson, the delivery service driver, finds that argument offensive to her.
That's just like saying, okay, can I get out here and deliver my truck and still come home and take care of my family? Of course I can. Why shouldn't she be able to do the same thing?
Every morning, there's a different music show for children at Jam and Java in Vienna, Virginia, which is well beyond the beltway that encircles Washington. Young mothers balance children in their laps as they sip coffee, and their youngsters squirm as a folk singer entertains. Carly and Emily, who did not give us their last names, said they both consider themselves conservatives, whose first concern is about health care, but they're open to persuasion.
You know, I really haven't done my research yet. So I'd have to say, I probably couldn't give an educated opinion on it yet.
I'm in the same boat. With little ones, I haven't had time to do the research that's necessary. Same exact thing.
A woman named Jennifer describes herself as a former Republican who doesn't like the choice of Governor Palin.
I just think she's very inexperienced and...
Is she, in your mind, substantially less experienced than Senator Obama?
I don't know how to say this without sounding like an elitist. I think she's substantially less intelligent. I trust him more with his life experience to make an intelligent, measured decision.
Jennifer says her own life experience altered her political direction when she had an autistic child. She blames a Republican governor of Virginia and other politicians for cutting spending on children with special needs.
Fairfax County, which is one of the wealthiest counties in the country, has no autism resource specialists anymore. I see the Democrats as the education party, I really do, and that's been having three kids, especially with a special needs child. I have to vote for that party. I hope maybe that having her there, if they win, maybe we'll change some of the Republican policies towards special needs children, but I don't have great hopes of it.
I haven't found Americano.
Late afternoons, three friends, all retired from federal jobs, meet for coffee and conversation. A man named Rich also describes himself as a former Republican who will probably vote for Barack Obama. But he says he isn't impressed by the experience of any of the presidential and vice presidential candidates, even Joe Biden, who's head of the Foreign Relations Committee.
Famous for foreign policy, but economics and other things I don't know. Obama does seem to be junior and perhaps not fully tested in crisis. Could he stand up to the Iranian mullahs, people like this? Will he stand up and fight, I wonder? McCain, you can call him a maverick, but he appoints people who are not qualified, so is he idealistic? Is he even present?
If you're counting, our informal survey probably brought us into contact with a couple more Obama than McCain voters in Northern Virginia. Statewide polls show a virtual tie, but even more people said they were undecided or open to changing their minds. We met a couple of sisters, Pam and Pat, both non-practicing lawyers, as they made a late afternoon run at an upscale shopping area in Arlington.
And we have always been sort of on the opposite side of the political spectrum in that way.
And we are at this time.
And I think we are this time, too.
You are at this time, too. So you're both...
We're canceling each other's vote out, as we have done for the last 25 years or so.
So we have
never
a...
thought of it that way. I mean, we don't make a difference.
I mean, we'll certainly be watching the debates, I think, and with great interest. And I'm sure, like everyone, the vice presidential debate is going to be pretty fascinating.
Richard Gray of Arlington says he's under no illusions that any candidate can deliver on what they say.
I think right now, the way Washington is, I'm not sure that any one of them will get anything through. I mean, look what happened with the Congress last time. The Democrats won it, and we had all these big promises. All they're doing is fighting. Now nobody's getting through.
Now, I have to point something out.
Okay.
We are standing, half a mile from Washington? We just happen to be in another state. But you talk about Washington like it's...
far away. Yeah, and I live across the river from Washington.
Voters in Northern Virginia, two subway stops from the dreaded place where government dwells, talking just a little over 6 weeks before Election Day.